is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to influence some of the things we might talk about on these very radio waves by submitting show prep suggestions to the website, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike them, and the most liked suggestions make it to the front and top of our website at freetalklive.com. So go and register for your account. It's free, of course, and submit things that you think are pretty interesting that you think our listeners might enjoy hearing about. And even if we don't get to them on the air, if they make it to the front and top page of our website, then more people will see them than otherwise might have. So you can expose your favorite stuff on the internet to other people that like this show. Go to freetalklive.com to get started on that. In fact, coming up this hour, if we get a chance, we're going to get into some of that prep from the front page of our website here in a little bit. But a couple of personal stories here. We talked about the census. For our listeners just tuning in the first hour, the census was a brief topic of discussion. And the both of you said that you were visited by a census worker. Mark, you visited today. Sam, you a few days ago?
This weekend, yeah.
Mark, you want to tell your story first? What happened? Because you've never received the census. They never sent it to you. You don't even have a mailbox at your home. But a while back, they did send somebody out with a GPS unit, didn't they?
Yeah.
So we knew that they knew where your home was and that they probably would come out eventually.
But they had said they had deleted all the GPS data because it didn't work. That's what the news said.
Oh.
Because it didn't work out in some way or another.
It doesn't mean they didn't mark you on a map.
Couldn't handle the GPS data or something.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about that. I remember that their computer system was kind of broken, that it didn't really work too well, but that doesn't mean they're not doing things manually. So they probably marked an X on a map, and they knew where to go.
So the gal came out today to do the census, and remember, I have never taken the side that Ian has here on the it's very important to do census civil disobedience because
I don't think it's very important. I just think it's a good opportunity for people to engage in if they've never done disobedience or non-cooperation before. And you're a little concerned about the risk factor. I think this is a very low-risk way of testing those waters.
Agreed. However, I have done a certain level of non-compliance with the government, so you know, I didn't feel that I was going to get that particular bonus from doing this. The census civil disobedience, I think the census is largely pointless. They're not getting an accurate number. It's a, you know, they've got it's a miscount from the very beginning.
So did you tell them 24 Eskimos like you said you were going to?
I asked her if I told her 24 Eskimos, would she have to write it down? And she said that yes, she would. And I said, do you understand how stupid that is? You know 24 Eskimos don't live in here, but you'd write it down anyway.
How does she know that?
What's that?
How does she know that?
It's an 800-square-foot house.
Oh, okay, good point.
I mean, you have an Eskimo every foot. It doesn't make sense.
Does that include
sense.
The basement?
No.
Oh, okay.
It sits on top of another 800-square-foot basement.
So, you know, 1,600 square feet.
To what?
Still pretty difficult.
Shove them
difficult.
Under the cars?
Yeah.
Anyway. So she said that, and I said, look, I'm probably not going to answer most of your questions, but, you know, whatever. And so she said, well, will you tell me how many people live here? I said, if you tell me how many people live at your house.
Mm-hmm.
She said two. I said four live here. And then she proceeded to go on and ask the rest of the questions. And I said, you know, I'm not comfortable. She said, answer whatever questions you're comfortable with. And I basically told her I wasn't comfortable with any of them. And when we got to the race part, I explained exactly why I was very uncomfortable with that. So,
okay. That's it. All right. Sam, what about yours? Anything noteworthy?
Nothing too much. I mean, it was
the same guy.
Yeah, Tom came back again.
Now, people can see the video of the first time. Where can they get
that? Freekeen is the best place.
Freekeen.com. Search for census in the search bar.
Tom, the census guy, yeah, I think is what I called it. So, again, you know, he was very nice. He made it a point this time to let me know that he's not a spokesperson for the census, so he can't answer any questions. And I can film him, but it can't go on YouTube or anything like that.
Did he really tell you that?
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to talk. I understand you're not a spokesperson. I'd like to talk to you, you know, even if we turn the camera off. If you want, we'll turn the camera off and I'll just keep talking to you because that's really more important than filming this. And he told me that, you know, he had looked in, he had talked to his friend, and his friend told him that they could have gotten the records of the Japanese Americans. This clearly disturbed him that he didn't know.
Right, he didn't know about that.
That the census was used to round up the Japanese Americans and throw them into concentration camps during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, my friend said that they could have gotten it from dental records, from medical records. They could have used driving records. They could have used this, that, the other thing. But I don't know if they used the census to do this.
So he checked with a friend to get that information.
Who told him, you know, all the other possible places beside the census that this information
could have come
from.
Because they're going to go to dentists and ask who the Japanese people are?
Perhaps,
I mean, really, the government's going to do that?
They're very efficient, you know.
The United States military is going to go make telephone calls to dentists in 1941 to find out who the Japanese people are.
So I didn't know the claim or the source right offhand, and Ian, that may be what you're looking for, but so I couldn't cite that back to him. I asked him again if he had looked into Lysander Spooner yet. He still said he hadn't. He couldn't remember, so I gave him to it again, mm-hmm. or gave him that name and the Constitution of No Authority again. He really wanted me to answer, you know, the question. So there's two people living here, right? Because he had gone around and snooped and asked all the neighbors and so forth, because, you know, that's what government does. And I said, you know, look, I'm not willing to participate. And he said, okay, and headed on his way.
So I heard about my situation here, where I've had two different census enumerators, as they are called, show up. The first one did not like being on camera, so they sent mm-hmm. somebody else along who was more comfortable with that. Although maybe she wasn't that comfortable, because I've heard rumor because I know somebody who works for the census. I can't say who.
Okay.
Somebody told me that the young lady who came out the second time, who you can see, again, you can go to freekeen.com, search for census, it'll come up. Nice lady. I had a great conversation with her. She was very pleasant and understanding of where I was coming from. And I had nothing but positive things to say about her. She apparently claimed that she came back out here and claimed that I recorded her again. Now, I don't know if it, you know, this is true, but it's coming from somebody who allegedly works with her. So she told her higher-ups that she had gone out and done a third, you know, the third visit, that she had done that, and that I'd recorded her on that third visit, and
didn't happen.
It wasn't me.
You don't remember that occurring?
No. So I don't know what happened. It certainly wasn't me, and I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's true. I have no reason to disbelieve the person who told me this, but if that's true, I find it very intriguing, because I thought we had a great conversation, her and I. If she was going to show up again, that would have been fine with me. I don't think I'm scary, am I?
Maybe she saw the resolve in your eyes and mm-hmm. said, there's
screw
really
it.
No point here.
Yeah,
I might as well tell a story to get out.
Or,
of
that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe she just got it mixed up with another house. There's so many people pulling cameras out on these bureaucrats these days.
I wish that were true, but I find it hard to believe that there are very many people pulling cameras out on them. Although it's certainly, I think if they're working for the government, they deserve to be recorded in what they're doing. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Other interactions here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's a place we do this radio program. We moved here, Sam and I, we've moved here, and Mark, you're in the area, as part of the Free State Project, a group of liberty-loving people getting together all in the same place. And there are different things that can be done in order to spread the ideas of freedom, and one of those things is outreach. So it's not just politics, it's not just civil disobedience. Those aren't the only choices. There's also reaching out and helping people come to the same conclusions that we have and introducing the ideas of liberty to them. And to that end, we have targeted the youth. We'll outreach to anybody. We do TV and radio, and lots of older folks listen to those venues. But fact is, 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, those folks, they are not listening to talk radio, and they're probably not watching talk television or anything like that. So you have to go about different means of reaching younger minds, younger, more open minds in general, also than older folks. And one of those methods has been to go out in front of the local government schools with School Sucks podcast signs and introduce them to the School Sucks podcast, which is a friendly podcast. We talk about them on the air here on this program. And we've been doing that now for a couple of weeks. It has resulted in a newspaper article with a photo of Sam, and we'll get into to what happened today, because we went back, and we're going to go back. We're going out to the high school tomorrow, and then we're going back to the middle school the next day. It's the last week of school, so we're really pushing it. Orphan up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand-name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can become a part of the Shrine Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, that's MemoryDealers.com. Again, MemoryDealers.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, we'll talk about Sam versus the honking horn today. But first, we'll go to Mike in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm kind of following up. I called you a couple of nights ago when somebody called in about this Gulf oil and kind of said that my fear was that this was not an accident. And Misery Loves Company, and Alex Jones came out pretty much saying the same thing today. So I feel much better, you know. But I think
Were you the guy that believed that... Were you the guy that believes that the North Korean military suicide missioned a submarine into the drill?
I'm very suspicious of that. There's a lot of questionable things going on there.
Yeah, you heard it on some radio show by some radio preacher on shortwave, right?
No, I don't think so. I've looked at that incident, though, a lot on the Internet, you know, different descriptions of it.
So you'd seen the theory that it was the North Korean submarine?
I've seen that that was what they were originally blaming.
Who's they?
My understanding was that our nation and the South Koreans were initially blaming the North Koreans that some kind of sub had infiltrated the area where they were training, not some kind of sub, a mini submarine, and had fired a torpedo at this warship and sunk it. But as I read it, you know, the area they were describing, you know, it was a training area. They were specifically training for naval battle, you know, preparing for submarines.
And now, who is this? Who is training?
It was a combined naval action is what I saw, a combined naval training mission with the South Koreans and the American forces.
So you're saying now it was the South Koreans and the Navy of the United States who sunk who blew up the oil device?
No, that's an entirely different incident.
Sorry, I'm confused. What are you referring to here?
I was talking about you asked me about that, but when I originally called in, I was talking about the Gulf oil dump that took place.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the oil that's currently spilling into the Gulf of Mexico right now?
Yeah, so that, is basically an unrelated incident to what's going on in North Korea, though I wasn't in some way trying to draw that in, except that
what are you trying to explain tonight?
Basically, that I think that that's an incident that should be kept at the top of the news because I believe it was premeditated. I believe it was sabotage. It was an international crime. They used regional political bribery in order to perpetrate the crime.
So you think that that's more likely than some equipment is breaking down because it wasn't properly being properly inspected, taken care of?
Of course it is.
You're saying it's more likely?
Yes, so they made it.
Well, isn't that the opposite of what Occam's Razor says?
I don't know about what he says, but I know that what I looked at said that they made a design change to the basic construction to the wellbore that they were doing, and that they thinned the wall down, and that they extracted the drilling mud prematurely, and they didn't allow setup time for the concrete, and they installed a faulty pressure valve. You know,
wait a minute. Okay. So you're saying that it was BP that sabotaged their own operation?
Yeah, of course. Yes, it was an inside job.
Well, what about North Korea?
What about North Korea?
Did they harpoon a submarine into this oil rig or not?
Where are you coming off with that? I see nothing about what I said that has to do with the incident.
Maybe we're confusing him with somebody else. I thought you had said in the beginning of your call that you thought that it was the North Korean submarine that had run into the oil platform or whatever, the drill.
Rammed it.
The rammed the drill.
No, I believe this is BP oil, and they're in working with Halliburton.
And the purpose of this is to what? To make it so they have to pay a bunch of money to clean up the spill? I mean, what would the benefit to BP be by sabotaging their own operation?
There are lots of articles being published on how they're financially going to profit from this, much better than I could ever say it.
I don't know how they're going to profit from this, certainly
there's an article out specifically. If you hold on just a second, I got a note on it, but it talks about how they sold out the stock right before the incident happened.
No, that was
they bought
Sachs
into another
that
company that supplies the stuff that they're using to clean it, supposedly using to clean up this oil, but how toxic it is.
You're claiming they bought stock in a company that sells the products they're using to allegedly clean up the oil, and somehow they would profit from that overall. That's the most confusing, economically unfeasible argument. I mean, you're talking now. I understand the government limits their liability on the cleanup. That I understand, but they limit it to $75 million above and beyond the cost of cleanup. So they still have to cover the cost of the cleanup.
The total cost of cleanup.
Yeah, which is going to be incredibly high.
Not just the cost of cleanup, but isn't it also anything that anybody else might have lost in the process?
$75 million above the cost of cleanup.
That people were selling out of the stock there. That we're invested in this, and we're going to be responsible.
Do you understand that if they were to be getting, you understand that if something happens and they had insurance and the insurance company were to pay out on that, the insurance company would have all of the incentive in the world to go and investigate the situation and to verify that it was a legitimate accident versus some sort of planned situation. So it's what you're saying here is highly unlikely that they would in any way profit off of this disaster.
I think at the highest levels, we have government officials that were involved in this, and it's going to be extremely hard.
And now it's the government that's involved too. Now why would they get involved in this?
Well, for one thing, they were bribed by the companies to put this in order to make changes in the construction plan.
Well, the companies may have, certainly the government agents got. There's all kinds of articles out there about how they got payoffs, but mostly it seems to me what the reason they got payoffs is just not to do their jobs.
Which was to prevent these people from altering the plans and doing what they did.
When was the last time the government prevented any kind of disaster? I mean, it's not really what they do.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Seems pretty unlikely that the BP would sabotage themselves so they could buy the stock of another company that would be used for the cleanup so they could profit off of the sun. Oh, boy. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website as well, freetalklive.com. The features there are free, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
You can take your courses, your cases to court without an attorney with jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules of the American judicial system step by step. How to get forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. All of it. It's all there. It was written by an attorney who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession in a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. I took it, Sam. You actually recommended it to me. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right. So we just got a call a few moments ago by somebody who was – it was a little confusing, but I think I've gotten the gist of what it was that he was trying to say. And he was basically suggesting that the current oil spill situation in the Gulf of Mexico was an elaborate plot by the people who run BP in order to – now, let's tell me if I missed any part of this here, guys. First – they set up the drilling rig to be weak. They set the concrete weak. They did all these things to purposely make it so it was likely to fail and break down.
Yeah, they made all those changes, bribed the bureaucrats to get them approved is what he was suggesting.
Right, because they knew that eventually it would break down and cause one of the worst oil spills that North America has seen in history, and therefore they would have to – then the insurance company – I presume they're insured. I think that's a safe presumption. The insurance company comes in to make them whole, and at the same time, they would benefit because they allegedly bought stock in the company that would be used to do the cleanup services So therefore, they would profit on the back end of it, which of course ignores the idea that the insurance company would not have a concern for the insurance company wouldn't care about checking out the situation, that the insurance company wouldn't check out whether or not that these things are being done correctly, and you know, if the inspections had been done appropriately, and do some level of investigation. And it's also just really a roundabout way of trying to – what's the benefit for BP there? They're already making millions and millions of dollars a day off of each one of these platforms, right? So it just doesn't make any sense.
Also, BP is the largest holder of leases in the Gulf of Mexico. And every day that this spill goes on, the likelihood of BP being able to continue to drill in the Gulf of Mexico diminishes, thereby diminishing the value of the leases that they have.
So they're cutting their nose off to spite their face, if what this guy says is true. And, of course, there's no reason to believe it.
Now, I agree with you guys for the most part. I'll play devil's advocate here for a minute and just sort of explain the conspiracy side of how these arguments may be founded. Now, it's my understanding that Goldman Sachs dumped the stock in BP, almost half of its holdings, the largest single stock sale that they've ever done, did that 2 days before the explosion. Now, they may have had advance notice or something that, you know, hey, this thing's leaking, we're trying to fix the problem before it exploded. I don't know. I haven't looked into all the details of the accident and so forth. But the angle from BP, which is, you know, oil, it's a global corporation. These are the globalists that you hear about, would be they've created a natural disaster like the war on terror. That's something that's big, and the terrorists can be in any country, so we've got to just crack down everywhere. Well, it's the same thing with this. There's nobody regulating out in the middle of the ocean, and this oil spill is going to affect multiple countries on different continents, and it's going to destroy the ocean life, and that affects us all so clearly. We need some kind of global organization here to come in and solve the problem. And, you know, how these guys are involved in that, I don't know. Maybe what they'll do is force some kind of cap-and-trade scheme. Maybe this will play into climate change. But those are all because the government's going to step in and create mandates that people must follow and people must spend money on.
No doubt about it. The government is going to take advantage of this situation the same way it took advantage of 9/11.
But correlation is not causation.
Right. Correlation not being causation. There's no guarantee that simply because the government will react in that manner, and it will, I agree, that means that they did it. Is if you drill holes a mile, more than a mile is a mile below the surface of the water, in a bunch of different places, at some point, something bad's got to happen, and we can call that bad thing an accident. And every time an accident happens, to call that accident an inside job diminishes the possibility that an inside job actually occurred sometime in the past. So if 9/11 is an inside job, and then every catastrophe before and after is an inside job too, then it makes people think, oh, well, this guy thinks everything's an inside job. You know, like there's never been a catastrophe. There's, you know, I just...
Sure, absolutely, accidents happen, and that's why they build in all of the safety measures and valves and the overflow box and all of these things that have... Just sort of, it seems like the cards have all lined up here for this thing to fail. Is it because of just government negligence, because the inspectors aren't doing their job? They're coming out for 2 hours to look around and do a cursory check when they really should be doing an in-depth investigation? Maybe.
That's probably a factor. I mean, if they're relying on the government for their inspections, then that could be a major factor. If BP doesn't have its own inspecting crew, they're relying on the state, then that could be a big contributor.
And on the other hand, you know, we just found out a month ago that it was the FBI, it was the government who sent a provocateur in at Kent State and got a bunch of college kids killed.
Yeah, but
so there's evidence that they do these things.
Sending a provocateur in is a little more low budget and a little easier to orchestrate.
Okay, then we have Operation Northwoods, or there's several other examples throughout history where they have been willing to attack people, to murder people.
Think about the money you would make if you were one of those driller guys, the roughnecks, I believe is what they call a guy who's on an oil well, and you had your cell phone camera out. Now, I understand the cell phone camera wasn't quite as available in Kent State as it is today, but think what you would do with your cell phone camera if you could just videotape that, you know, one of those opportunities. Like, these people are doing things very strangely. Like you could get on, capture on videotape what it is that the government or BP or whomever it was that was planning this explosion. It shouldn't be too difficult for the hundreds, more than 100 guys that were on the dozens
no,
of guys.
No, but see, Mark, they're all in on it.
Well, why would they have to be in on it? That's what I don't understand.
Because they do this for a living.
The last guy said
they're working for the government, Sam. I'm going to figure it out at some point.
The last guy said they weakened the concrete specifically, and they weakened this and that.
Well,
and they
but
said,
they're told, look, we've got to make this happen. You know, push the limits. So they go, okay, well, let's weaken the wall here. So they make those decisions out of pressure from management. Doesn't mean that they're in on the conspiracy or that they know that this is going to happen, but that doesn't mean that...
Yeah, but it does mean that they could say something like, you know, down the line, maybe they've said this, and I don't know, because I haven't paid close attention, but they could come out and say, look, we were given orders to weaken this concrete, and we did, and I'm sorry for it. It was something that we shouldn't have done, but they told us from high above. Has someone come out and admitted to that?
I don't know. I have not spent every waking hour researching all the little factoids.
Well, if they haven't, then that would just would result in the conspiracy people believing that they're all in on it. Because otherwise, if they were doing the right thing, they would come out and admit, look, you know, this is BP's mismanagement. They were the ones that wanted to cut costs. We were just following orders.
Well,
BP is a bad guy. They could pawn it off on the management if they wanted to.
Well, let's look at ClimateGate then. We have scientists basically manipulating data, hiding data, doing all kinds of things, threatening.
Well, we're back to Occam's razor then. In ClimateGate, you've got all the fakery going on, this kind of lengthy explanation as to why the climate is changing on the Earth, when Occam's razor says, according to Wikipedia, that when competing hypotheses are equal in other respects, the principle recommends selection of the hypothesis that introduces the fewest assumptions and postulates the fewest entities while still sufficiently answering the question. In other words, Mark, that essentially the simplest answer is the most likely.
The one that takes is the fewest amount of guesses.
So in the case of the climate, seems like it's more likely that the sun is changing things than all of the human interaction that they claim.
But that doesn't mean that the government and Al Gore is not using the fear behind the climate change in order to push cap and trade through, which he's going to profit in the billions of dollars from.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call to make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features for free. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board with the show and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options as well at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this conspiracy theory, or one of probably many conspiracy theories, around the BP accident, and I have no reason to believe it was anything but an accident, but people who are always looking to looking into things ever deeper than for their hobbies, basically, always want to believe there's something more afoot, something more than meets the eye going on here. And maybe there is. You know, maybe what he said was true about BP doing all of this on purpose so they could make money on the back end of the cleanup company that they bought stock in or something like that. And Occam's Razor says that it's the most likely explanation, the one that doesn't make as many presumptions, is that's the most likely explanation. And so it seems most likely that people just screwed up. They didn't do the inspections appropriately, and something broke, and something terrible happened. And the idea that it was anything other than that requires some pretty significant evidence. And that's one of the things that these folks that are positing things out there don't have.
No, I disagree with you. I think climate change is a great example of that. All of these scientists were not colluding together to engage in some global conspiracy to implement cap and trade where Al Gore's company would be granted the monopoly for the carbon clearinghouse for the planet. They believe that the climate is changing, that it's, you know, bad for mankind, that we've got to do something, that we've got to control greenhouse gases and, you know, all these, like, they've already bought into the propaganda. And I think really all it takes is someone, you know, the guy in the white lab coat from the Milgram experiments, the authority figure telling them, look, here's what we need. Here's where we've got to get to. This is the way to solve this problem. If the data would show this, then we could solve the problem. And they become a unknowing accomplices, like useful idiots who are out there. Okay, well, let's do this to the data. Let's tweak this. Let's make it look this way. And they've pushed this climate conspiracy nonsense that the Earth is cooling and, you know, we're going to run into an ice age in 20 years or whatever. In order to push people towards this this CO2 credit system where the guys at the top are going to profit. What would you say to that? In the same light of, well, if you have some BP executives who have found some high-level, down-the-road way to use government corporations to control the people and somehow profit from it.
I think that in the case of the climate change thing, you've got evidence, the released emails that mm-hmm. show that these guys were essentially creating the data and that they were shifting it in certain ways that they
and that may come out down the road. I don't know. So
wait, what may come out of
something,
evidence?
Something similar from out of the BP.
That's what I'm saying. All I said was that maybe you disagreed with a different part, but all I said was that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. So if the claim is that that there was some sort of internal plot to have a natural, incredibly large disaster on the part of BP, then some evidence would be required for that. Beyond just speculation of, well, there's,
that's exactly why I was bringing up the climate change thing. That could be a few people pushing the right people in government to sort of sway public opinion around this issue and get them behind it so that they could move forward. And it's not all the scientists that were involved in the conspiracy to bring about cap and trade. It's a few guys at the top who pulled the levers.
I feel like we're talking past one another here,
yeah.
Sam. I don't really see how what you're saying there is relevant to what I'm saying about the idea that if you want me to believe, and I'm not saying you want this, but the guy that was on the phone earlier mm-hmm. wants me to believe that it was some sort of an inside job on the part of BP to somehow, he believes it'll make it more profitable for them to clean, to spend however many billions of dollars it would take to clean up this mess, which I think is nonsense. But in order to prove that case, you'd have to provide some pretty significant evidence beyond just pure speculation of what you think was going on.
Okay, that I agree with you. What I heard you saying before is that the people on the rig would have to be involved in it, and I'm saying
no.
They can get directions to push it to the limit, just
yeah.
like the Titanic. You
no,
know,
I,
we got to be
what
in New York by 1 o'clock, so push it to the limit, and they hit an iceberg, and it sinks.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying there. If people were manipulating, they could do so from above without the explicit consent of all of the actors.
Yes.
Are you saying the sinking of the Titanic was an inside job, Sam?
Not at all.
Okay.
Let's go to Tony in Tennessee, listening to WVCR. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Tony, you got to turn your radio down. Tony, coming to his phone now, then he can hear us.
Yeah, I got you.
There you are. You got to turn your radio down when you're on hold so we can get to you quickly. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, let me ask you one question. One
yes, sir.
Quick, simple question. Now, if you take a small bomb, nuclear device, some kind, 2 days or one day after this happened, and you drop it down in the hole, which is very easily done. It's only a mile deep, okay?
Well, now there's like 75,000 barrels of oil coming out of this small hole every
yeah,
day.
It's true.
Yes,
it's,
sir, but now, by golly,
like,
you can put a little bomb in there and stop it off.
Well, that bomb is like a penny trying to be pushed into a fire hydrant that's
no,
gushing
sir.
Water out.
No, sir.
No?
No?
No,
well,
sir.
How would you get the bomb down there?
That's not hard to do.
Well, explain it then.
Well, if you've got, you know, if it's heavy enough, it's going to go down the hole, right?
That's possible, yeah.
Well, only if there are, if the flow
it
is
would have
not,
to be made of antimatter.
Right, because the flow of oil is very, really significant.
To.
It would have to be heavy enough to go down this thing that's gushing.
No, if it were antimatter, it would be destroyed when it comes into contact with matter.
What is the super dense stuff, the stuff that Nova's
made of? The market's technical.
I don't know. Sounded cool, made out of antimatter would be pretty awesome.
The other thing that could happen is if they were to set off a nuclear bomb there, is it could destabilize the rock. I mean, this oil field stretches for miles, and they could actually create additional leaks. And there's speculation that there is another leak, that the pipe is broken somewhere under the surface, and the oil is shooting out and coming out like a mile and a half away from the original site.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They've got a super tanker, and this has been publicized.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that they could pull a super tanker on top of that oil spill and turn around and pump the oil out, coming directly up out of the water into the tanker, filter it, take 96% of the oil out of the water and recycle it. Now, why have they not done that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a good question.
I've heard of these same pieces of equipment. They seem like it seems like something you could do. Extract oil from water, shoot the seawater back out. Everything's fine.
And why have they used these toxic dispersants to break up the oil and just sort of spread it out across the ocean rather than the bacteria that actually break it down break it down into harmless components and then the bacteria dies? Why aren't they doing that? I don't know. I think those are good questions.
Are they allowed to by the feds? Are the feds somehow preventing them from doing it?
There are companies sitting with warehouses full of the bacteria ready to go.
Will the feds give them permission to do it? How many hoops do they have to jump through?
I don't know.
In order to do these things.
You would think with Obama on top of this that, you know, if that were something that would work, that they would do it and the regulations would get out of the way.
Regulations don't get out of the way.
He's taking flack on this.
Let me ask you this. Now, they say that the EPA was the reason they rejected the use of that tanker, okay?
Okay.
Because it would put 4% of the oil back in the water, okay?
Yep.
And does that make sense to you?
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes as much sense as FEMA during Katrina sending the Walmart trucks out of the area that were bringing in bottled water and ice while they had their own trucks idling in Maine.
It sounds exactly like what they would do, and that's an example.
I'd like to see that particular news story where the EPA rejects the idea of these oil sucking tankers, so that we can use that in the future when people talk about the government saving us from disaster.
Thank you for those questions. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Tony. Those are good questions.
They were.
And it was Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
We will join you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. By the way, we didn't get to your honking story today, Sam.
No, we didn't.
Maybe you'll have to tell that at a later time because it was. I thought it was fun. It was a short one, so maybe call in with it.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.